next door.
So you haven't run out of water?
No, I'm just down the canyon and I ran out of water.
Yeah. And did you lower your pump?
No.
It just hasn't worth it?
Yeah, but they would have put a shroud on it. And,
how deep are you?
Once you start spending money, the decision comes pretty quick.
48 feet as the depth. But I've had two houses on that for 30, they've been connected for 30 years. The guest house, and I put people in that, never had any problems. You know, when Fred Smoko was having his problems, never had a problem. And, it could have been, I have a leak, which got fixed, and maybe that drained the well. But it was not replenishing. You know, it was only doing half a gallon a minute or something like that. Yeah. So it just was not replenishing.
How far down the canyon are you?
I'm just right across the street.
Oh, across the street. He lives in the Yellowstone House.
What's that?
He lives in the Yellowstone House.
but there are people that are upset, and yeah. I have a neighbor, but she's she's got a PhD, and her husband's a geologist, and they're convinced that it's you take millions of gallons out of the wells that's drying up the creek. And so there are people out there who aren't kooks, and
I'm not saying they're kooks. Just saying that I think we can make a real solid case on the science.
Right.
And I feel comfortable about the decisions we've made. And we spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on hydrogeology and mapping. And I mean, we've done the work before we drilled the wells. And when we did drill the wells, we got every one of the agencies, the local government, all these people that all have to sign off on it, you know. And it wasn't a criminal enterprise. It was simply, this is the process when you drill a well and who you do it with. And we did all of the work. They all signed off on it. We had expectations for what they would do. We've met all those expectations.
Right.
You know, brought them in under number. And I just think that, you know, it's whatever it is, it isn't enough. And whatever story we tell, it isn't going to be the story that somebody wants to hear. But it's not because they're wrong or that they don't get it or whatever. It's just they may not have all the facts that we do. But, you know, we don't do this arbitrarily, you know. Right. We do this with a fair amount of hard science behind us. And, you know, drilling for water, there is some wildcatting to it. There's no doubt about it. So you have to make your best guess, and you have to figure out where the hydrology goes and where you're going to get the least effect, and that's where you go drill wells, and that's what we did. So.
It is a pressure.